KSL News Time, almost 5:09 here. That means it's time for Triple Team Traffic. Eric Butler still standing by in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, what's good about this commute to this afternoon southbound from downtown to Point of the Mountains, we don't have any accidents. Not right now, but you do have the slowing because of earlier ones, plus usual congestion. Right now, the brake tapping occurs before you hit 3300 South, and it doesn't really let up till you go past 90th South. Then good news there from Sandy into Draper. You've got normal speeds as you get towards the Bluffdale exit. That's when the delay set in. Right, Dave Meekum?
Indeed. We've got a lot of trouble for you to be aware of if you are on I-15 in Utah County coming over the point. You are going to pick up those delays just about in Bluffdale, and they're going to go all the way now over the point down to nearly Lehigh Main Street. If you are heading northbound, a little bit of good news there. The accident about a mile before the 2100 North off-ramp has been cleared out of the way, and you've got that traffic moving through a little bit better now, but the delays still kick all the way back to American Fork Main Street. Mark?
Well, you got trouble up north. It's going to be another wreck on southbound I-15 near Willard. This one's going to be closer to about SR-126, Box Elder County. So you have some southbound traffic coming down from Perry that's very slow. What's normal is the Davis County commute northbound I-15 between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 is getting awfully heavy now between coming up from the I-15 split and almost up to SR-193. Join KSL and ARUP Blood Services Monday, August 1st, 11 to 2 p.m. All blood types needed. Donations receive a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org, utahblood.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.